WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now, here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach with me, Ann Kennedy, and Jillian Music, co-founder of Moz. Together, we are serial entrepreneurs helping online companies launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. Find out more at outlinesventure.com. Today, we'll be talking about sales and marketing and why it's critical to get it right early. Hey, Jillian, how are you this Monday?
I'm doing great, and I am really eager to talk about the sales and marketing sector. It is, I think my good friend Ann Kennedy says, more companies fail due to lack of good sales, not marketing, but good sales, than almost any other reason on the planet. So I can't wait to talk about it. What are your thoughts around this?
You can have the best product in the world, and if you don't have a way of getting it to your customers, which starts with sales, your product's going nowhere. We see this happen over and over and over again. Indeed. I think a corollary to that is a lot of our tech companies in particular are started by engineers who have an idea for a great platform, great piece of software, great product, but they haven't really any idea how to take that out to the market. And that's such a critical component that should be a key part of the early formation of every company. If you think about your visionary, you need somebody that can vision the marketing as well.
Totally agree. We talk about that all the time, about visionaries or wizards or technologists, right? All the same kind of folks. They make this brilliant stuff. They see holes in the market. They've got solutions, but they cannot market themselves out of a wet paper bag. Right? And that's harsh, I know, but it's really true. It takes an executor, if you will, the other mindset to put together marketing plans, to put together sales processes, and to get the darn thing out into the marketplace. So let's get down into tactical stuff rather than just, you know, bemoaning the fact that there are so many technologists who don't have the ability to do this. Let's get tactical and show them how it's done.
Well, before we do that, and I really do want to get to that, I just want to say that, it, like many things, this is neither good nor bad, the technologist. It's just is, and it needs to be addressed.
That's totally correct, by the way. If you're a brilliant salesperson or a marketer or whatever, and you have nothing to sell, it's the same problem. It's just that it's two hands, actually two gloves of the same, you know, stuff. You can't have one without the other. Two sides.
Horse and carriage, love and marriage.
There you go.
The other thing,
two sides of the same coin. Okay.
The other thing I really like to tease apart early on is more at a conceptual level, the difference between marketing, sales, and marketing communications. And there are three different executions that, and it needs to be understood. A lot of us, particularly in small businesses, tend to use the terms interchangeably. You know, I'm in marketing. Well, does that mean you are figuring out how to distribute the product, or are you writing the ad copy? You know, they're very different disciplines. And where you really need to start with a company is with the marketing. If you don't have a clear view of how you're going to distribute your product to your target market, who's going to buy it, then you will not be able to move forward to the sales or to the marketing communications.
So marketing is really, one, you've got to figure out who your target market is. You have a brilliant solution to a problem that you see in the world today, and that's fine. That does not necessarily mean you have an answer to who's going to really buy this, who's going to write the check. And that's different than who's going to make the decision to buy it if you're selling something to a major company. So you'd better find out who you have to talk to. There may be engineers involved in determining the solution, and finance geeks, or perhaps managers and so on, several levels up the ladder in very standard organizations who have to make the final decision to write the check, to allocate the funds and the budgeting. You're going to have to address all of these folks in different ways so that you give them the WIFM, the what's in it for me for each one of them, until you finally get a sale. If you're making small sales to SMBs or to the consumer market, again, there may be a big hole in the market, but you may not know how to explain clearly why someone would want to solve it. So that's the marketing stuff. Tell me about sales, Anne.
Sales, I think good salespeople are a breed unto themselves. One of the key components of a good salesperson is the ability to close a deal. I know many brilliant marketers who can't close a deal, but the closing, the ability to bring the deal to the table so that everybody is satisfied and wants to move forward with it, that is a very special skill. Years and years and years ago, when I started my career, a lot of years ago, I was treated to a course put on by Xerox called Sales Situation Management or something like that. And the main thing they drilled into us was you need to know how to go out and close the sale. You need to know when the prospect is interested in closing and when that moment is. And then, of course, what we've all come to learn since, you need to know when to stop talking.
Yes.
For them to give
right.
Their
he
answer.
Who talks first loses. You are absolutely right. You touched on just two or three tiny little bits of what, if you will, a sales MBA would teach you. Right? Salespeople don't go to college to learn how to sell, but they sure get that MBA when they're in the business world. Right? There should be a master's of business in sales, not in marketing only. The reason is that they learn these nuances of who to sell to, what to say to each particular party of the stakeholders, understanding the master playing field. Where are all the stakeholders? Where are they coming from? What will it take to align them all? And knowing when they're ready to buy. Most of us don't get that. I mean, I can be in a sales room or a pitch, if you will, I don't really have a good sense of when they're ready to buy. And so perhaps I'll stop too early or go way too far. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So those things, that sales thing, the only solution to that is to get a really brilliant salesperson. And I guess next segment we better dive into how to find those salespeople and what their attributes and assets look like so that we know which ones are the good guys to pick up. Tell me about marketing communications. How does that differ from marketing itself?
It's a subset of it. And I think that a lot of people in marketing communications, because it's such a mouthful, like to shorten it just to marketing, and then they begin to believe what they're telling themselves and think that they actually are doing marketing. But again, it's like the difference between strategy and tactic. And we see this all the time. People jump straight to the tactical when they really should be thinking strategy. And that is kind of, I think, the real difference between marketing and marketing communications. Yes, there are marketing communication strategies, if we want to get really into splitting hairs here. But the on the whole, marketing communications is the tactical end of marketing. And the marketing strategy, again, you already spoke about it. It goes back to understanding who your customer will be and how you're going to reach that customer. And then you can hand that off to the marketing communications people to work out how you're going to communicate with those potential customers.
So again, I know that a number of the companies that we are invested in, for example, on part of the portfolio of Antlands Venture Group, have these exact same challenges. They have not done, if you will, their strategic marketing work before handing off the marketing communications issues to usually outsourced providers, because when you're very, very tiny, it's hard to have somebody inside the office doing all of that kind of stuff, that you can't have a full-time person doing it. So outsourcing it, they forget that they must hand off the following info. You have to know who you're going to be communicating with. You have to know how they want to hear your message. And finally, you must know when they want to hear it. So I think those are really critical pieces. Do that marketing strategy first, and you'll be ready to talk to your team or your outsourced staff about what they can do in marketing communications. And for heaven's sakes, get a good salesperson. So, Anne, before we wrap up here at the first segment here at CEO Coach, any other thoughts around what we're going to need in terms of the highest level playing field here in getting sales and marketing right?
When you do your business plan, and you do a business plan, don't you? When you do your business plan, you need to include a section on marketing. You need to think about it then.
All right. So I would say include a section on marketing and include a section on sales. People should know if they're going to invest in you, and also if you're going to be looking at it, you should be reminded constantly that you're going to have a sales team of one way or another, one form or another. Even companies that claim they don't even have a sales team, somebody actually is closing the deals. This is Jillian Misick with Ann Kennedy at CEO Coach. We're talking about sales, marketing, and why they are absolutely critical to the survivability of your startup. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this. InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now. We're back with Jillian Misick and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, and I am here with Jillian Misick, and we are talking about why and how it's critical to get sales and marketing right when you start your company.
And Jillian, getting them right early.
And getting them right early. In fact, yes. We just closed the last segment saying put it in your business plan. Don't just do a business plan about modeling out numbers. Put the marketing in your business plan. I have a couple of thoughts about 21st century marketing. I've been saying this for a long time. It's changed since when I started mid-20th century. And that is that right now, 21st century marketing depends on three things. One is data, and you mentioned this in the last segment, Jillian. You said you have to master your playing field. To me, now we have, that means mastering your data. We have an enormous amount of ability to collect data and often an enormous amount of data. And that is driving a lot of marketing in all sorts of tactical ways that we may or may not have time to get into today. The second piece is building relationships. This is so important in this era of marketing. We don't market out, we build relationships with potential customers. We see this in the whole idea of crowdsourcing and of person-to-person, all these new business models based on building relationships. And we need to fold that back into what we do in our own marketing strategies. And then the third piece is narrative, and that's why we hear so much about content marketing these days. And maybe we save that for another show, Jillian, because there's a lot to say about content marketing.
Yes, I agree. Content marketing is its world unto itself, and perhaps we can get ourselves a couple of experts in to discuss the issue as well. What I'm hearing you say, and I want to make sure that our listeners come away with this, is right, it's get what your customer wants data. Right? What they want, not just what they want in your product, but what they want to hear, when they want to hear it, how they want to hear it, how they want to spend their money, what kind of, assurances or warranties they might or might not want. What's important to them? Because what you think is important to them may not be. The only data that's worthwhile is the stuff that comes direct from the audience that matters. And we all know that, right? We make these assumptions, we throw a stake in the sand, and we begin marketing, but the data will tell you whether or not you're on target and how to make that better. The second one was around creating relationships, right, Anne?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. We don't speak at our customers anymore. We create relationships with them. So again, that's how you get your data. All right. And then the third one is, you know, to get on with it in terms of allocating resources, people, and systems and processes, as well as schedules. For heaven's sakes, get a schedule in there that will make sure that marketing is an ongoing process.
That is absolutely critical, actually, for all three things. The third component is having a good narrative, having a good story. This is very big now. But as far as the data goes, you know, we used to do focus groups. You remember focus groups?
Where
we'd
get
people in a room and we'd ask some questions and we'd watch through a one-way window. Well, newsflash, folks, for 20 years now, we have had the best and almost universal and low-cost focus group, and it's called Your Website. And now we have social media platforms as well. There are enormous opportunities to gather data about what your customers want, when they want to receive information. It's all there. They vote with their clickers, with their mice. You can learn a lot if you learn how to mine that data. And I think almost universally, inventors of great products first think about their great product, and it's hard to keep the perspective on what the customer wants and when they want it, when they want to know about it. And that's where your website can be an incredibly powerful tool for that.
That makes absolutely good sense. So in this process, let's dig in a little bit to the have a good story, and actually all three of those things. We're going to keep coming back to these three things. You know, get the what your customer wants data, create relationships, and have a good story, right? We do know that in terms of tactical stuff, how do you do that, right? The first thing is you must schedule it, fund it, and optimize it continuously. We talked about that. The second one is what kind of folks are you going to need to hire, whether it's outsourced or in-house, so that you can budget for this stuff. Just, you know, get over the fact that you think you can bootstrap it with, you know, you and your partner only. You must fund this, or without this expense of the salesperson, you will never bring in more money. Remember, salespeople should be making 3, 5, 10 times what they bring in. So you want a salesperson who thinks they're going to make $300,000 this year on a 10% commission. That way you know very clearly they're going to be bringing you $3 million.
You want to say those numbers again? I like those numbers a lot. Can you just do that again
If I hire a salesperson who thinks that they're going to take, say, a $40,000 or $48,000 base salary, which is kind of a keep your body and soul together salary, not much more in most major cities in the U.S. these days, right? And then they think they're going to make maybe $75,000. They're going to make $35,000 in commission. That means you're going to make, what, $350,000 at a 10% commission. That's not a lot. You want the salesperson who expects to make $300,000 in commissions this year, right? That's going to be an expensive guy. You're going to write him a lot of checks. But it means that at 10%, you're going to make $3 million. Make sure you have salespeople who have their own vision of themselves as earning that kind of money, who are coming to you and saying, yes, sir, I can sell this product. Yes, ma'am, I know what you're talking about. I see the market, and I can close this deal. Those are the people you want. Now, you don't want the BSers who tell you that and cannot. You want some kind of reasonable proof that they could. Right. Certainly, everybody needs their first break, and that's okay. But you should have a really clear gut feeling that the person you're talking to, one, really truly expects to make that kind of money, doesn't hope for it, doesn't think about it. They expect to. Number two, they do deeply understand your product. And when they speak about your customers, it begins to resonate with you, where you don't go, oh, gee, I don't know if he really can sell it to that guy. No, you say, yeah, I could see that. That's clear. This guy understands it. This gal gets it. They can go out and do it. And then you make sure, of course, that you have funded them sufficiently to do so. They will need a base, and they will need some kind of transportation costs as well. That's the tough part. You have to put that money before the cart. You'd better make sure you've got really the right salesperson who will then make 10, 15, 20 times their money back to you, depending on what your commission is going to look like. All right?
And one thing to get over real early is that salesperson may well be the highest paid person in your organization.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
You want that to happen. Every time you pay a salesperson a commission of 10%, you've made 90%. You better make sure of your margins. Every time you pay them 5%, you've made 95%, right? 15%, whatever. Figure that out, right? But you want them to be the highest paid person there. So where do you find these guys? And I've got a short list, Anne. How about you?
I've been lucky. They've found me.
So I'm going to say, look, headhunters. They're going to be pricey, but they will get you the best of the best. Monster.com, just post your ads. University grads, if you really have to start from scratch, and if you will, take that leap of faith, give this person their first chance. But there is a learning curve on sales, so be careful about that. LinkedIn groups and things like that. Look at the profiles, connect with people appropriately, see who's being well recommended. Poachable.com, when you are ready to be poached, you put yourself on Poachable.com. I expect you to find some good folks there who are somehow not feeling fulfilled at work. Whatever job they're in now. And of course, networking. Go to those networking meetings. Talk to other CEOs. Who do you know? Do you have somebody? Are you in the same boat as I am? Perhaps we will share this sales staff. And that's not a bad idea, to share the same salesperson with someone who sells a complementary product rather than a competitive one. Enables the salesperson to make much larger commissions and to sell both your products at the same time. It makes the salesperson more powerful. Provides complete suite solutions in case you have one component. That's a very good idea. So, that's one of the make it affordable ones.
One of the other things I'm seeing a rise in as we wrap up this segment is outsourced firms who do specifically marketing and sales. And I think one of the things to be careful there, you want to know their track record, but also make sure that they can see the vision, because in most cases they're kind of generalists, and they may not have come up specifically out of your industry. So you need to assess whether they are capable of seeing the vision of your company, and secondarily, if they're teachable on that department.
Absolutely. So not every business is going to be selling things with shoe leather to the ground. Okay, but having a wise salesperson on staff, even if it's either phone calls out or if it's the kind of salesperson who will actually be doing post-sign-up selling, which means it's more about customer retention, right? If you've got something where you have 30 days free and then, you'd better have a good team of people on the phones, and that's a different price model and a different mindset of the salesperson. But it really is selling, and you should be aware of that. You can call it whatever you like, you know, customer happiness team, whatever it is, but don't delude yourself. These people are on the phone making sure that the person who signed up for your free month is using the product, gaining a value out of it, seeing the value to their company, looking at the ROI, and staying with you so that you do get payment the next month and every month thereafter. They're doing that extension of the sales process. So beware of that. And then finally, if you have somebody, again, with this sales mindset assisting your marketing team, it changes the outlook of how marketing looks at what they do. They are so often mired in content, but content that does not necessarily drive to close the sale. Let's make sure that gap is closed. And with that, we're going to take another break here at CEO Coach. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, kind of the recap. What can you do to make sure that marketing, sales, and marketing communications comes together in your very early stage startup to make sure you survive and thrive? This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Creating a website is not an easy task, and there are so many companies to choose from.
How do I know which one is best?
It's a big jump making your site mobile-friendly, generating sales, and answering questions with no struggles. If you want to come out on top, you need Frog on Top. At Frog on Top, we take the time to make your site generate money, not just look good. Our team of experts are WordPress savvy, and our customer service is leaps ahead. See why we say our websites are designed better by leaps and bounds by going to frogontop.com. Frog on Top, your one-stop solution for the web. Frogontop.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com. That's S-P-Y-F-U.com. And start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, and I have been talking with Jillian Music about marketing, sales, and marketing communications. How are they different, and why they are critical to include in your company in the earliest stages of planning. So, Jillian, how would you recap? We've had a pretty wide-ranging discussion here.
We have. We do have these three pieces. We spent a great deal of segment two here on sales and the sales process and the assets and attributes of your salespeople and so on and so forth. I'd like to wrap up by talking a little more about marketing strategy, which leads to marketing communication instructions that will then feed and support your sales staff. It is all of a piece, isn't it? What I'm thinking is that we must consider this building of the brand community through the marketing and marketing communications process. If you build a brand community, certainly branding and awareness of the brand is an important issue, but establishing, if you will, the nature of the business, the way the company works with its people, both internally, its employees, and externally, its customers, establishes a set of, if you will, trust factors with your potential buyers. It establishes the idea that we can trust this company and do business with them, and that supports your salespeople because you've already answered that trust factor. You'd never get to sales till you've done so. So there are very specific tactical things that you want to think about inside your marketing and marketing communications. Of course, that is not the only one. It isn't only about the trust factor. An awful lot about has to do of that communication has to do with, for example, applications of whatever it is you're providing. You have a solution. Here are the applications. Customers don't always identify as being a customer. It's the application of your solution that makes them look at it and say, oh, maybe I'm one of those people who would want one of those. I wonder how much they cost. Right? And then you get to the next sector. So building a brand community is important. Understanding what it is that you have to instruct your marketing communications people is the second piece, and making sure that all of your marketing strategy and tactical work supports the process of closing the deal and then retaining that customer, and that's your sales team, right, is the three parts that you'll have to look at. And I think at this point, you should be looking at your own company and seeing exactly what the answers are to those three questions. What am I communicating to my potential customers? What do I communicate to my marketing communications team so that they address all the issues of my customers at all levels of the sale funnel? Informational, commercial, transactional, and then, if you will, navigational after the sale. And how does all of that consistently support my sales and sales retention people in getting their job done?
And I'm hearing in all of that that you need a way to track that as well. In other words, it has to be organized from the beginning and set out your plan, if you will, your sales goals, your build your brand community. But you need to be continually using what your data tools to support understanding where you are in that process.
Right. I think, Anne, we get inundated by data. I want to repeat that we're looking for what my customer wants data. And the what
exactly.
My customer wants includes what do they want to hear from me, what issues are they trying to solve, case studies perhaps is what they want to hear. Maybe they don't want to hear it. Maybe they only want a personal presentation about how your solution will solve their issue. Whatever it is, what does my customer want at every single step of the way toward the close and following the close? Once you have that answered, you know everything that has to follow. And that's it for this Monday at CEO Coach. We'd like to thank our producers at webmasterradio.fm for their support. You can download these shows through webmasterradio.fm, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and so many other places around the web. You'll find links to these and more on Facebook at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Again, facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Stop by, hit the like button so we know you're out there. Tell us what you'd like to hear on CEO Coach. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jillian Nusick with Anne Kennedy. You can find out more about how we help companies like yours to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.